Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey called Tuesday for a ground operation with its international allies to end the war in Syria. A Turkish official said his country is pushing for the involvement of the U.S. and other allies in ground operations against the Islamic State group. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. Also, the United Nations announced Tuesday that aid convoys are being sent to besieged towns. A U.N. spokeswoman said she believed the government of Syria has approved access to seven areas. Turkey, meanwhile, is appearing determined to ignore calls for an end to its attacks on Kurdish forces in Aleppo. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Turkish artillery shelled forces of the Kurdish YPG militia in northern Syria for a fourth day. Russia is set to raise the issue Tuesday at the UN Security Council, a move dismissed by Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. Russia is bombing hospitals and schools, and then is referring Turkey to the United Nations Security Council to take measures for its border security, Davutoğlu said. He added, "What an attitude." The Turkish Prime Minister also repeated his threat against the Syrian Kurds, saying we will do what is necessary if they continue to advance. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Candidates in Uganda held final rallies ahead of the country's presidential and legislative elections. Voters decided whether to give President Yoweri Museveni a fifth term in office. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit is focusing Tuesday on long-term peace, security, and prosperity for Southeast Asia. U.S. President Barack Obama is hosting the talks for a second day in the western U.S. state of California. This is VOA News. Four of the world's biggest oil-producing nations moved to freeze their production Tuesday. They are trying to stop the drop in the price of crude oil, which has resulted from a glut of petroleum on world markets. The agreement was reached in Doha by the oil ministers of Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Qatar. Former United Nations Secretary General Boutros-Ghali has died. He was 93. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko made a surprise request Tuesday for the resignation of Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk. The request came in the face of what is perceived to be a government failure to fight corruption and overcome an economic crisis. A short time later, the government won a parliamentary no-confidence vote despite heavy criticism from members. The action means the government will not have to call new elections and that Mr. Yatsenyuk will remain in office for the time being. Senior European Union leaders are expressing their commitment to help Britain remain in the bloc before a two-day summit that opens Thursday. British Prime Minister David Cameron won a commitment from European Parliament President Martin Schulz that the legislative body will do its utmost to back any fair deal on the reforms being sought by Mr. Cameron. EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Tuesday the bloc is not planning for a British departure. Prosecutors in Germany say human error was the cause of last week's fatal head-on train crash in Bavaria. They say they have opened a criminal investigation of the train dispatcher who was on duty at the time. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy was questioned Tuesday in connection with a final scandal, a financial scandal, involving his unsuccessful re-election bid in 2012. Mr. Sarkozy appeared in a Paris courtroom Tuesday to face judges investigating allegations that his campaign managed to conceal unauthorized spending. The former president has denied any knowledge of an accounting scheme behind the scandal. Pope Francis said Mass for Mexican priests, nuns, and seminarians Tuesday in the state of Michoacán. Francis offered words of encouragement to the Mexican clergy as they try to minister to a country racked by drug violence and corruption. A lawyer says four American journalists held in Bahrain have been released and are due to fly out of the country. The journalists had been charged with illegally assembling with the intent to commit a crime. Police said the four entered the country last week and performed journalistic activities without permission, in addition to other unspecified illegal acts. The journalists went to Bahrain to cover the anniversary of the nation's pro-democracy protests. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day higher today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.